Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Now. Sports Talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
The sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Is the telephone number. Noontime hour here on Zolak and Bertrand. What'd you make of the Bruins last night, Dan? As you were on your couch.
Love
watching both
games.
Bruins and Celtics.
Good for them. And, you know, we joked about this months ago. Imagine if the Bruins were playing longer into the spring than the Celtics.
Oh.
And
here we are.
It certainly looks like that's what's going to happen. But, yeah, good for them. I mean, I think that you start to fast forward, which we do by mistake. We did this with Columbus, and they were certainly formidable. But now you're thinking, why not the Bruins? Why not the Cup? Why not get to the finals? And, you know, now I've actually got written down St. Louis, Dallas tonight. We start to look at the other side, you know, because Colorado and San Jose are going
seven.
Yeah. Two game sevens. I think I want San Jose out of the four just because it's Joe Thornton. It's Northern California.
Long trip.
We could match that up with the Warriors, Celtics. Oh, no, maybe not. But in any event, you know, it's good to speculate on where it's going. I don't know much about Carolina. I don't know who does. The Jerks, the whole thing. They certainly swept Long Island pretty easily. But the way the Bruins are playing, bring it on, man.
All right, let's get back to some of your calls on Celtics and the Bruins. 617-779-0985. Let's go to Derek in Foxborough. Hey, Derek. Oh.
What's up, guys?
What's up?
Yeah, I mean, Kyrie's been bad, but like you guys are talking about, everything's going right for the Bucks. I mean, that's stiff. Pat Connaughton. I want to punch that guy in the face. He's making every shot. Middleton's making every shot.
Why do you want to get violent with Pat Connaughton?
That's
from Arlington.
Because he's a stiff, a little white stiff. He's making every shot.
That's kind of a racist remark.
You know? Absolutely is.
I mean, why can't he be in the NBA?
Absolutely is. You know. And I would say, as a white guy, he's a white stiff. Yes, you know, absolutely.
He doesn't get enough props for being the great athlete that he is. I mean, the guy was drafted.
Yeah, pitcher.
By the Orioles.
I hear about him, you know, being a great pitcher. Oh my God.
Hey, Derek, I heard you were. Hey, hold on. Yeah. I heard you were 26, huh? 26 years old.
Yeah. Okay, don't care about that. Do that another day, Zo.
What
too
age
much
would
to
you
get
put
to
on
today.
I put 47
too much
on
to
it.
Get to today.
They do mention his baseball career way too
of
much.
Of course they do. Because he's like that, oh, look at this little feel-good story kid from Arlington, blah, blah, blah.
He's tough. He was good at Notre Dame, too.
He shouldn't be playing this well against the Celtics in the second round of the NBA playoffs.
That's Connaughton.
Okay, that's fair. And he shouldn't be outplaying your guy in Gordon Hayward. Like, that's what shouldn't be happening here. That's what was being said last night. Patrick Connaughton is outplaying Gordon Hayward. Is that supposed to happen?
I do. Go to the bank on that.
Not supposed to happen.
Oh, every shot.
Ashton in Brookline. Hey, Ashton.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Huge fan of the show. I was just wondering where you guys think the Celtics would go if Kyrie decides he's leaving no matter what.
Oh,
you got Terry.
You left at the altar.
I don't know. Ask Shaughnessy. Shaughnessy's the guy who's getting ready for that.
Yeah, Dan and Jim, they love that
stuff. I'm getting ready for it because I think it's happening.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, Ashton, I haven't figured that part out yet.
What are you going to do, Jim? What are you going to do if he walks away, Jim? What are you going to do?
I don't know. What are you going to do? I don't know what you think.
Oh, I wanted to say, I'm in. I am all in on Kyrie. I know you need him. You need him. He's got to get his head out of his you-know-what. He needs to prove at least two games that he's got some sack. Even if they lose his series, he comes out and hangs 37, then 40.
What if that happens? What if that happens? What if they do lose the series?
Then I'm showing you I need
but
help.
But Kyrie comes back and he extends it and he plays his balls off. What happens then?
They're all going to be, don't give it to Marcus Smart. Give it to Kyrie Irving.
That's going
to
put all the anti-Kyrie guys in a tough spot.
God. Yeah, what if he packs it in and does nothing? It's going to put you in a bad spot.
It is. It is. I'm already
in a bad
spot. Why
is he putting me in a bad spot? He's leaving.
It's not going to put you in a bad spot because you're riding the fence.
Oh, I'm not riding the fence. Oh. I want the guy.
Oh, ride that fence, so. Ride the fence. Riding it. Damn, what do they do? If Kyrie walks out the door and he goes to the New York Knicks, let's assume. What happens next?
Danny will have to think of something.
You are cooked.
We'll call Connaughton.
And then you get a $32 million a year Gordon Hayward? Oh, no. And you've got Al Horford in the final year of his deal? And what? What have you got to build on?
Clock's running out. Derek would want to know.
I'm not all about building on Marcus Smart.
So you've basically got the two young guys. You got Tatum and Brown, and that's it.
Yep.
And those guys are good. I mean, I don't want to put them down, but that's what you've got.
But again,
that enough to win? Tatum and Brown? No, they're good. They're good players.
We tend to overrate people in this town, and we may have overrated those two.
You got the heart of Marcus Smart, and you still have Baines.
Yeah, no one is saying that.
Yeah, good, tough team.
No one is saying that. No one's that dumb.
Teams can play hard.
We may not have overrated those guys. All of a sudden, you put them on a bad team, Dan, where they get a million minutes, and they're the options. They may all of a sudden blossom into great NBA players.
Didn't you feel better?
But you're going to take your lumps along the way, and that's a lot of bad basketball you're going to watch along the way, too.
I felt better about Tatum last year than I do this year.
Oh, God, yes.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
When they were playing a more wide-open system,
not having
a ball-dominant guy.
Yeah.
Do you take anything to what Jalen Rose said? Either of you guys? Team Kyrie?
They're packing his bags for him. They don't like
him. No. The basketball part.
Oh.
Where they play, instead of free-flowing, that Kyrie's dominating the ball and it's affecting everybody.
Yeah, because they end up standing around and probably pissed they don't get their looks. Look at what...
Kyrie could score 37 in the next game. It might not affect anything, though.
What's Gordon Hayward's wife's name?
I don't.
Put it on Instagram. It's nice when he gets time and looks, right? Good things happen.
But this team is mentally soft beyond just the basketball things. Like, they just shut it down. They quit. They're a bunch of quitters. They do. They get into these situations and they've quit. They've quit on themselves the last two games.
Who's quit?
Everybody.
Including Kyrie.
Yes, absolutely. I'm not excluding him. Everybody. The whole team. Chris and Drake. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Beal. Hey, Zoe. Hey, Hardy. Listen, guys. I'm with you.
Hey, Zoe.
So I'm with you guys on this. Beal, especially you. Like, what are your options? You know, especially... You know, with what's out there, I mean, if Kyrie walks, what are your options? Go back to the Bridges and Kelly Olynyk and that team? I mean, you know, you gotta hope.
Look at Jim. Jim's getting excited. Like, I like those teams. Those teams are easy to root for.
And the other thing, too, guys, no one's really talking about is the bench has been absolutely atrocious. You know, the whole scary Terry thing last year, that was a kiss of death because once that whole thing was getting promoted, he turned to a different player and he's so much better than he is.
Yep.
And so I just think you need to hope that Kyrie gets his head out of his you-know-what, and then the offseason they get an Anthony Davis or they get someone else to help him because he needs to be the Robin. He can't be the Batman. So, that's my take.
All right, Chris, appreciate the call. Coming up next, you will hear from Brad Marchand after the game last night, after a Bruins win. And Dan State's coming up at 12:50. Yeah. Don't go anywhere.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
Without Zolak and Bertrand, your workday is just pushing papers and eating lunch.
What's up?
With Zolak and Bertrand, it's pushing papers, eating lunch, and talking sports.
Yeah, whatever.
Way better. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hey, Jim, Brad, you said after the third game of the series, there's no panic in the room. What can you say about the way your group handled the next three games and ultimately advancing to the conference final?
You did a good job.
Coach Tuukka Rask was saying, this core isn't getting any younger. What do you make of the opportunity that lies ahead of you?
It's been fun.
So I see where this is going here. I'll ask you one more about your line. It got back together. You had said the chances over there were just starting to bury it these last few games. What kind of zone are you three in?
We're good.
Thanks. Well, that was worth it, Jim.
Brad Marchand after the win last night with Kyle Bukauskas on Sportsnet up in Canada. Didn't really want to talk to him. Gave him one-word answers. That was not the end of the one-word answers last night for Brad Marchand. We thought maybe that those one-word answers for him on Sportsnet were a reaction to a previous interview with Kyle that had happened earlier in the series. If you want to have a listen, here's Kyle and Brad Marchand.
Brad, Bruce Cassidy was mentioning maybe some hesitancy from David Pastrnak of late. What have you seen lately from number 88?
He's such a dominant player in this league. Doesn't take him long to create something. So, been a big player for us all year. He has in playoffs as well. Need him to keep going.
Did you manage to get your skate resharpened after Thursday?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Wasn't ready for that. So, he's definitely playing with an edge.
That was obviously about Marchand and Cam Atkinson in game one with Atkinson's stick getting his blade under Marchand's skate and that whole incident.
Broke it, yep.
Obviously, Bukauskas was joking. He wasn't trying to be a jerk to him. And it's right before the game. Marchand didn't like it. And so maybe that's why he was answering with the one-word answer.
I like that.
Right?
I like
right.
it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that wasn't the end of it because then Marchand went to the locker room after the game and is doing his typical post game, and we got more of the same.
Without the way he's playing, do you think?
No.
How much energy can you guys play off of whenever he's making stops like that?
A lot. Did Tuka look dented to you?
Obviously not.
Why the short answers, Brad?
Excellent. How good does it feel? It's been a while since you guys have been in the conference finals. How good does it feel to be back?
It's good.
Where'd you get that out?
China.
What was the difference from being down 2-1 in the series to winning the last three?
We won.
When Tuka is playing the way he is, how much does that help you guys
at the time?
Do you have a bet on how few words you're going to say in this?
Maybe.
What's going to help separate the way you guys have played on the road in the playoffs?
I don't know.
Did we see anything interesting to you in the handshake line?
Is this one of the more solid professional wins that you've had in the postseason?
Not really, but it's a good one.
What do you think about Carolina?
They're good.
Well, you've got to get a rest.
Yes.
You happy to not hear the cannon tonight?
Yes.
Are you feeling a little crispy tonight?
Oh, yeah.
Why is that?
Just because.
Thanks, Marshy.
Is that Haggerty at the end?
Yeah, thanks, Marshy.
This
is also him laughing in the middle.
Isn't that bad move?
What a waste of time.
Yeah, just don't
Why
do
you waste everyone's time? Just say you're not talking.
Are you crispy?
What a waste.
Oh, yeah. He said.
My thought on that is, so there's only, everyone talks at the same time when you do this. When you go post game and you cover the Bruins, everyone's talking at the same time. You can't be in front of two players at the same time. You can only talk to so many guys. And if you're trying to do a story or you're working for a TV station or a radio station and you're trying to get actual post game stuff, he's just wasting your time. Yeah. Where you could go in front of a player who's actually going to tell you something about the game. Like, just say you're not talking. But no, that's not his style. Big bad Brad Marchand.
Big bad Bruins,
Brad Marchand. Big bad tough guy. That's big bad Brad.
Keep it pissed off. Keep it.
What a twit.
Keep on it.
Don't waste people's times. Just don't.
Great
don't
hockey player.
Who's your favorite guy to cover? Rondo.
Okay, so he's a jackass. He really is.
So he's a
jackass.
He's a jerk and
like, what are you doing?
Not a good. Is anybody you want not to play for the Bruins?
No,
anymore?
I say he's a great hockey player.
Oh, okay. Because there's a lot of that with Kyrie right now.
They'll be back.
Absolutely want him on the team. Yeah. I mean, but what are you doing? Why? What's the point of that? I don't get it.
I don't know either. There's obviously something else going on with that night or his game or something where he was pissed off about something and he did not want to talk.
Somebody said something and it's in the media and it's in the reporting room and that's why he's taking that stand. That's why you do that type of stuff. Not because of what goes on in your locker room. Somebody said something about him or his teammates and he's pissed.
Yeah, who cares?
What? Someone asked him if he got his
Oh, it's line, lack of production. A little
his
tight.
Skate sharpened?
Yeah.
And that's what it was?
No, I think
in game
it's,
two?
I think it's been a build.
And then he got reminded of that?
I think obviously is what he's telling you is I hear everything. Okay. I've heard it. We've heard it for series now. Our line hasn't produced.
Well, good. I'm glad you started playing better.
Yeah. Good.
Maybe. Why don't you go punch a guy in the back of the head again? We can all start talking about you again. Then you can play better. Big bad Brad punching you in the back of the head. When you're not looking and you're on your knees. We call that a Marshan. When you sucker punch a guy when he's on his knees, not expecting it. You punch him in the back of the head. That's called a Brad.
I'm just glad he's ours.
That's called a Marshan.
I'll take him.
Well, like, what is that last night? Yes. Wasting everybody's time. Waste of time. I did like the answer about the suit being from China. Where did you get the outfit? China. All right, so that was Brad Marshan. I don't know what he's pissed off about. I'd like to know.
I mean, yeah.
I wish you'd expound on that.
Yeah.
Why
is it his
Brad,
level of play? Is he hearing the top line talk?
Hags yes. is there every yes. day. Hags is there every day. Instead of asking about his word limit, Hags, next question. Why are you so pissed? What are you mad about? What are you mad about? I'd like to know.
What was that answer?
I think everybody would like to know. What are you so pissed about?
Yeah, why are you so crispy? What was his answer to that? Mm.
Pasta. Mashi is crispy.
It's crispy tonight.
By the way, that post game was the best thing of the night. Did you see this, Dan?
Let's do it.
Did you hear it?
Oh, no. Those two.
Oh, let's cue it up, Jim. So after the game, Zdeno Chara filmed a selfie video with him and David Pastrnak.
Two really good looking guys. really good looking.
I don't know why that matters.
I think they are good looking guys. I think they're both specimens.
The video especially speaks for itself.
Sure, they have no issues with the ladies.
Yeah.
You think?
They probably think you're hot.
Anyway, Zdeno Chara tweets out a video of him and David Pastrnak just celebrating and going on to the Eastern Conference Finals. And here it is. They're happy. They're not angry about things.
Yo, what's up, guys? I took my skates off, so I have to go a little bit on my toes. But unbelievable win. Big man. Penalty kills. Unbelievable. Yeah. To be part of your team, baby.
How you feel going to Eastern Conference?
Oh, so excited, and especially being next to you on the side, boys. Thanks to you guys in Boston.
See you in Boston. Let's go.
You know what this is? This is Chara.
I don't know exactly what this is. I just want you to tell me what they're doing.
Okay, so you know like the Brady hype pump videos? Chara's in on the Chara's mix started with this, doing guys. It. Chara's like, I need to do something like Tom Brady is 42. I is 42. He does the videos with the bad boys for life. Boom, 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 boom. What you do?
You think like somebody on his social media team is telling him to post more?
No.
I don't think he has a team.
I think that was raw.
Chara doesn't
Russian
strike me as
a
guy who's got a team.
No.
No.
Chara's a pretty down to earth dude.
I think
right?
Chara's saying, I want the team. Look, Tom, I could do videos too.
Yo, what's up, guys?
Hey, what's up, Doc? Oh, what's up, guys? Oh, what's cooking? What's up, guys?
Yo, what's up, guys?
Can you now understand why this guy fell down on the sidewalk?
Well,
yes,
I can. He's probably a great time. I tell you,
he's
what,
a great time.
I think I know.
I
what
took
it
my
is.
Skates off, so I have to go Frank. A little bit on my toes. But unbelievable win, big man. Penalty kills, unbelievable. Yeah. To be part of your team, baby.
Yeah, Pasta, we know you had a good time. Everybody knows you had a good time.
This is a fear tactic because they know the Hurricanes are going to see this. He said, "You want these guys to be afraid to play us? Let's post this thing."
Yo, what's up, guys?
What's up, guys?
two wild and crazy guys. I'm having a good time.
We're just the wild and the crazy guys.
Yeah, hey, swing successfully in tight slack.
Did you notice, guys? Did you notice what Char did at the end, though? It's the same thing Brady does. Let's go.
Side boys, thanks to you guys in Boston.
See you in Boston. Let's go.
Let's go. It's a Brady.
More of your calls coming up next. Dan States at 12:50.
Yo, what's up, guys?
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Dan dates coming up next segment. Right back to your phones as promised. George is in Rhode Island on Kyrie Irving. What's up, George?
Hey, hi, this is George.
Hello, George.
I guess Kyrie's off the hook on saying that he was going to re-sign with Boston. No one's going to really care. Secondly, if you look at LeBron playing with him, LeBron was a ball dominant. Kyrie's a much better shooter, so he should be playing off guard. One of the things with Gordon Hayward, when he played in Utah, the ball went through him a lot. I think Kyrie should be like playing shooting guard more.
His handle's too good. That's ridiculous. I mean, he's one of the best ball handlers in the history of the game.
He's a great ball handler, but he's a better shooter as far as playing in the game aspect with other players.
I
think he can, but I think it doesn't work.
Allen Iverson was that.
LeBron was a ball dominant in Cleveland, and when they won the championship, Kyrie was the off-guard shooting guard. They were finding him open, and he was draining everything.
That's because he had LeBron James on his team.
Maybe that needs to be a switch. Maybe some games he could be point. But if you got to change things up and you got to find a rhythm for the team, you know, go through Horford, go through that, try something different. You know, have Marcus Smart bring it up. Have him, you know, let him roam and try to hit some shots. Secondly, I think if he goes with Durant to New York, I think that they're going to have two problems. They got two guys who are going to want to shoot everything. So that might not work.
Okay. I don't disagree with you on that, but I also think that doesn't – what does that matter? It's about what those guys want. They want each other, and they want to go there. They're going there.
Yeah, and I mean, again, Kyrie, you don't have a handle like that and not be the point guard. I mean, that's just crazy.
You just get out of the way.
Hey, our thanks to Fourth Wall Restaurant, Tremont Street, Boston, 228 Tremont Theater District. It's the Theater District's newest attraction, Scratch Kitchen, craft cocktails. Perfect venue to host your graduation party. Maybe a great place to take mom for Mother's Day.
Ooh.
That location, again, 228 Tremont Street. It's the Fourth Wall Restaurant. Was your lunch good, Zoe?
Roast beef was excellent. A little pickle on there, a little, what do they call that, Kaiser roll? Mmm. Yummy. What'd you have, Dan?
I had a chicken sandwich. It was great.
Yeah, I had the chicken as well. Yeah, excellent.
Nice.
Excellent. All right, thanks to them. Cam is in Taunton. Hey, Cam.
How's it going, guys?
Hey.
First of all, just quickly on the Celtics, I mean, part of me just wants this to be over. I mean, this has been such a painful slog all year long. I mean, look, if they win tomorrow night and they keep it going, terrific. But part of me will be like, you know what? Just take us out back and put us down. I mean, I'm just ready for it to be over. But on the Bruins, you guys should be the happiest because, boy, there are some storylines out there waiting for you. You got Dougie Hamilton in this round. And if you get to the final, there's a chance you're either going to have Joe Thornton or Tyler Seguin waiting for you. Three of your top 10 picks that you've traded away for nothing are out there still.
That's a good point.
Working out there.
Good points.
I can't wait to see. I mean, look, I think the Bruins are the best team left. I think they should win the series against Carolina. But there are some great storylines waiting for them out there. And if they lose to any of those three guys, oh, that's going to stink.
Yeah, I think that is some fun.
Oh, the Dougie thing doesn't really light me up too much.
Yeah, it doesn't. You know which one does, though?
Sagan.
The Sagan one.
Sagan.
The good. Sagan one could That's be good. Fun.
Yeah. Oh, man.
And so I'm sort of rooting for Dallas in that series
because
they go to a game 7.
Yeah, tonight. I want Boston-Dallas.
Tonight, Beetle.
Tonight.
See, it's funny, too, with Kyrie. Oh, I just want it to end quick. You know what? I want them to win. I want him to hang 40 in the next game.
You do.
Just to watch the green teamers just twist. Because they're so wild on him today. Just completely fooled, fraud, worst player ever. We should have known. That's all we heard today. That's all we heard today after that performance. Meanwhile, a week ago, he wins 5 straight. And you're thinking it's a second coming and you know who.
Hey, flip the switch like you said.
But I want him to hang 40 to watch him flip it again because you know they're going to eat their words. Want it. Win and score 40.
Let's go to Todd who's in the car on Brad Stevens. Hi, Todd.
Hey, I just want to know, guys, why Brad seems to be getting such a pass in all of this. I've been listening all day. Everybody's all over Kyrie. I think rightfully so. But this series, Brad has been outcoached in every way. What do we always say about Belichick? Third quarter is our time because he's the best in-game tactician. Third quarter, the Bucks have made adjustments every time. We have made none. He continues to switch every pick. Where, how many times yesterday was it Giannis on Kyrie, Giannis on one of the guards, and the officiating? I was at game 3 live, and
Bud was on the officials from the end of game one until then, and what did you see with that whole run? And not once does Brad step up, say, I'll take the tee, I'll keep my young guys out of it.
Yeah.
It just seems that it's like Brad will be Brad, and, okay, and we've given him this. He's going to play through it.
Now, you mentioned those pick and rolls, and I agree with you, those mismatches where you get Giannis on Kyrie. Now, Beadle, you pulled up a play from last night, and you saw it wasn't Brad Stevens yelling for somebody to run to the corner.
It's Marcus Morris. It was weird.
Off the switch, Kyrie's yelling and directed Morris to go to the corner, and I got Giannis.
I got this guy.
Yeah, I think it was Middleton in the corner, and Morris is on Giannis.
So that's Brad?
And Kyrie directs Morris off of Giannis into the corner on Middleton, and then you've got Kyrie on Giannis, which was strange. But that's one example.
Right.
I mean, that's one thing, which is my one example of how the hell.
Brad.
Yeah, that's my one example of how the hell could Kyrie be critical of the coaching or anything. But I'm with you, Todd, and I don't understand how the coach can get off scot-free. Like, how does that happen, Dan? I mean, is it all in the players?
Because we love Brad. No, I mean, people look at this team, and they come away saying, I don't like this team that much. 2011 Red Sox, we hate this team. And they tend to not blame the coach of his team. And Stevens says he gets a free pass. He has for 6 years here. You know, everybody loves Brad. Starting to waver a little bit. Why didn't he call timeouts? Stuff you guys are talking about. Getting called out by your players. I still think, in his heart of hearts, he doesn't like this team, and he can't wait to get this year over with.
I will allow this call. A little bit off topic, but Dan, we can ask you quickly. What did you think of the Kentucky Derby the other day?
Well, it was like the Bruins' first goal last night. You know, we had to wait, and then it didn't happen. It didn't occur to me that they could do that. Not being a horse racing guy, I was unaware that they could do
it. Hey, I didn't know that either. Ken and Lowell, what'd you make of it?
Oh!
Hey, so, hey, Peter. Hey, Adi.
What's
up? Honestly, how you doing?
Hi, Ken.
All right. So the thing is like this. Everybody, I mean, I was really disappointed on the Sports Talk Radio on that day. I had to leave the bar to get home because the Bruins getting ready to play. And the Bruins pregame thing was going on. I had to switch down the station, and the guy on the other station says, maximum security won the race. All right, wrong. All right, that's number one. They got that wrong. And they said it's never happened before.
Well,
no, it has happened before. It happened in 1968.
Dancer's image, Peter Fuller, Dancer's image, yes.
Excuse me?
The horse was Dancer's image. The owner was
Peter
Fuller.
Ken off.
Oh. Peter Fuller, exactly. And Peter Fuller told me the reason why. He said, all right, in 1967, butazolidine was allowed. And in 1969, butazolidine was allowed. But in 1968, they decided to take the same thing down, and he told me the reason why. He said, because 2 or 3 weeks earlier, Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated in Memphis, and he said that he was going to donate any winnings that Dancer's Image won to Coretta Scott King and the family. And
Coretta?
That didn't go over too well in 1968 Kentucky.
Yeah, then never heard that version.
I'm lost.
The horse was juicing.
Who's got Coretta? Caught.
So the caller is telling you that because Peter Fuller, the owner of the horse, who's a Boston guy, had Cadillac Olds on Commonwealth Avenue, that his horse was DQ'd for juicing on a drug that was not illegal the year before or the league after, but this was a one-timer because he had pledged money to the widow of Martin Luther King. That's what the caller is just telling you.
Okay.
And I'm not
sorry.
I'm not signing on to any of it.
I was having a hard time following the story, but
it did happen that the winning horse in 1968 had Boston roots. It was Peter Fuller's horse, Dancer's Image. I think it was a day later. It wasn't immediate because the drug test came back, whatever.
Yep.
They DQ'd the horse, and it was a bleep show.
Wow. Dan's dates coming up next.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org. Zolak and Bertrand.
That's a 3-inch difference between those two guys.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Everybody, everybody.
Damn it, I'm a Dapper Dan man.
And now it's time for Dapper Dan's Dates of Distinction.
For Dapper Dan.
Okay, today's May 7th. Dan has the dates. He's not excited about it. He's looking for some help, so Dan, we'll try and help you best we can.
Trust me when I tell you that nothing happened on May 7th. It's your birthday. You are the biggest story of this day, and you can call that in.
Why don't you jazz it up a little more? Just add some sauce on it.
Sell it,
man. Sell it, Dan.
It's like the Red Sox trip to the White House. I'm just dealing with facts here, not giving opinions. So, okay, the birthdays, I've heard of this. Tracy Lords, I've heard of, is 51 years old.
What's your porn star?
Yeah. But the other birthdays, I challenge Talented. Anyone has heard of anyone born who's alive. Phil Campbell of Motorhead, he's 58 today.
All right.
Yeah, that's like the second best birthday. There's nobody here. Stuff that happened on May 7th. There are birthdays of people who are no longer with us. And Zoe, you'll appreciate two of them. Babe Parilli and Johnny Unitas.
Yep.
What state were those two men born in?
Pennsylvania.
What is the deal? Why are so many quarterbacks born in Pennsylvania?
It's in the water.
It's in the water, man.
Yeah? Yep. Can you name any others?
I got a Johnny U ball home.
Joe Namath, probably.
Quarterbacks from Pennsylvania?
Yeah, Joe Namath.
There's 4 million of them. Come on. Jim Kelly.
Yeah.
How about the guys just from my hometown of Denora, who you've talked about with Tito?
Joe Montana.
Montana. Griffey Sr., Deacon Dan Tyler, and Stan Musial and Freddie Cox, the kicker. All from my own.
It's like black guys named Don. It's just
here we go again. Don't do that again.
Quarterbacks born in Pennsylvania.
Hostetler, Kelly.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Okay, on this date in 1917, Babe Ruth beat Walter Johnson 1-0.
Couple of good good players there.
Yeah, there was two guys.
Couple of names.
Ruth did not, however, hit a home run in that game, unlike Syndergaard, who did that last week. Homer, a 1-0 game. Shutout. Went the distance. Stuff that happened on May 7th. In 1789, the first inaugural ball was held in New York in honor of President George Washington.
I wonder how much that one costs.
Yeah, I wonder if they had like those primary tickets.
Do you even think they had
spend big dough?
Now, catering. Yeah. Or they just make the meal there.
Do they have bathtubs? Anything? Anyway.
Probably just do all the beer in the bathtubs. Throw some ice in it.
So just think how people weren't that clean back then.
Yeah.
You know, when you watch those movies, everybody's always
look like hockey. They look like hockey players.
All dolled up.
Yeah. Things you think about. Huh?
Those people didn't have access.
Those hot, sweaty robes. Got all that sweat under there.
Oh my God! horrible thing. There's a few fewer things from this date, May 7th. 1939, Germany and Italy announced a military and political alliance known as the Rome-Berlin Axis. Italians must regret that, you know? It's just, it didn't, they're on the wrong side of history on that thing, you know? Like to this day.
Yeah, but Axis is such a good name.
True.
I mean, it sounds, it's more intimidating than Allied.
Yeah,
it is. Like part
it
of the
Axis. Italians.
It's gravitas.
Yeah. Italians is Columbus Day, yeah. Right?
Another Führer, 1945, Germany signed an unconditional surrender of Allied headquarters. Allied. In France, ending its role in World War II. Thank God for that. In 1975, President Gerald Ford declared an end to the Vietnam era in Ho Chi Minh City, formerly Saigon.
I love how that's the official end.
I declare an end.
Its takeover.
On that date.
On this date in 2009, Manny Ramirez got popped for 50 games.
It happens.
Was he pregnant?
That was the estrogen, I think.
He was pregnant, yeah.
Yeah, that was the female hormone. Manny had, of course.
Good guy. Real good guy.
He had two more. He got caught two other times. Once in 2003, the test that the commissioner wants invalidated, and then a third time with the Dodgers. I could tell you it's the day after the Celtics won the 1969 championship against the Lakers, but no.
Yeah.
I got nothing. That's it.
Really?
No, I'm telling you. I'm not.
That's it? You're
it
done?
Up. I am done. I warned you.
Oh,
you
man.
You were warned. Artie, did you come up with anything?
I got a few. I got a few courtesy of Jim. 1994, Denver Nuggets become NBA's first number 8 seed to beat a number 1 seed. Mm. You know who the 1 seed was in 94 out
94,
west?
Houston?
Seattle.
Ooh.
I'm a tumble laying on the ground with the ball, that famous picture.
Still oh, yeah. No.
1718, the city of New Orleans, founded by Jean-Baptiste Lemoine de Bonvivant. 1718. And 1987, Diane Chambers' final episode on Cheers.
I saw that. I rejected that. But
it's a good one.
What
do you mean you rejected that?
Well,
you were just rejecting dates out of hand?
Don't you think she and Sam should have got married?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I thought I would be mocked if I brought that up.
Yeah, Carlo was such a little...
Why would you be mocked?
Because it's just a bad day. Slow day in Dan's dates.
The Honda Accord was launched on this date in 1976.
Good car. Really good car.
There's like 4 million of those on the road
oh
now.
Oh, my God.
Everyone's got one of those.
Yeah.
Right?
That's the car that if you're a young woman out of college, they get that
car. Right, they all have that car.
They all have that car.
Yeah. It's a Vladimir Putin had his inauguration as president of Russia on this date in 2000.
Oh.
And then he wasn't president, and then he became president again.
Was that before or after the horseback photo?
I think that was before.
The horseback.
Before the horseback photo.
Horseback.
Brezhnev became president of the USSR in 1960 on this day.
Big date.
Really? Wait, Nikita Khrushchev was bounced that early?
1960?
Yeah.
I can't tell you who he succeeded. I'm just telling you Brezhnev came in 60. I can only
speaking of Khrushchev, Cold War 60, 1960, Khrushchev announced that his nation is holding an American U-2 pilot, Gary Powers,
on this date. That was big. I should have.
1960.
That was remiss. I should have had that one.
Yeah.
Serial killer H.H. Holmes was hanged in Philadelphia in 1896, not to be confused with John Holmes, which would have gone nicely with Tracy Lord's.
You wouldn't need a rope.
Exactly. John Holmes. Gifted.
A hose reel.
Let's go back to Khrushchev. Loved him. Have you ever seen him take off his shoe and pound it at the UN? It's great.
Yeah.
I love that one.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So, there's some other stuff that happened.
No, it was very thin. May
7th. One not more, much, though.
Not really a... It's actually a yesterday, May 6th.
Oh, yeah?
But it's the first full day of sports radio after the Wells Report was released in 2015.
Oh!
Wow.
Beatles got his binder and his highlighter.
That was a sweet day.
Wait a second. Did you have the Lusitania?
No, I did not.
The Lusitania.
That was on this day?
This date, 1915.
Must have been on the international waters.
Man, the Nino, the Pinta, and the Santa Marita.
Yeah, what day was it actually taking place?
The Lusitania.
On the afternoon of May 7th, the British ocean liner Lusitania is torpedoed without warning by a German sub off the south coast of Ireland.
My staff did not alert me to that.
Oh, no. Hardy's dead on this one.
I don't understand that. What year?
1915.
1,198 people, including 128 Americans.
That's right. We were hunted for Red October.
It is here. They buried the lead. You're right. I have it here. German U-boat torpedoed and sank. I'm sorry.
It's sort of a big one there in 1915.
It was in the folder.
A lot of people that were pro-Germany there all of a sudden flipped on that one.
Right.
I thought there'd be some Celtic championships. Nothing.
Sort of an important one there that you skipped.
Nope, you're right. That's on me. My bad. Sorry.
Okay. Right, thanks, Dan.
Dan, appreciate it. Appreciate the effort. You came out of the gate strong today.
Yeah.
Struggling to get to the finish line.
Lively debate today.
Yes, we did. Thanks for being here, Dan.
See you guys.
Good job, Dan.
See you next week.
Yeah. Just keep making it a story.
We'll get to the fourth and final hour. More on the Bruins and the Celtics after these headlines. There are no commercials here.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help. Line MA.org.